It's Thursday, the 21st of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency will release labor statistics on 29 January 2025, but has faced criticism for leaving out unemployment figures and the labor force survey from its 2023 census report. We spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo about the issue.
You want to have your evidence before time, but I do not think that it will have a serious implication because we know that unemployment is high, especially after COVID, and we know that youth unemployment is higher, and therefore those information is already available. The issue is just to validate it in terms of a scientific methods. And I think one thing that the statistics agency has not been explaining adequately is the fact that that has been the case all these years.
Remaining with election-related news, policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo is speaking at the Southern African Development Community Electoral Observation Mission in Windhoek this morning. The mission, launched on 20 November 2024, is preparing for Namibia's presidential and National Assembly elections on the 27th of November.
The purpose is they need to familiarize themselves with the context in which they are observing these elections. I'm going to present about the legal frameworks for elections in Namibia. Under which laws do we conduct elections, and what are the statutory provisions about election in Namibia? So I will refer to the Constitution, the Electoral Act, the SADC guidelines and principles on conducting elections, so that they are informed about the issues.
Remaining in the region, speaking at the 30th session of the Intergovernmental Committee of Senior Officials and Experts for Southern Africa, Zambia's Energy Secretary, Peter Mumba, called for action to solve the region's energy shortage. He pointed out that nearly half of Southern Africa's population has no electricity and called for regional cooperation to address climate change and poor infrastructure.
Millions, you agree with me, rely on biomass fuels such as firewood and charcoal for cooking and heating, which leads to severe indoor pollution and related health issues. Biomass constitutes the primary energy source for countries like Eswatini, 52%, Lesotho, 48.3%, and Malawi, 87%, while thermal power dominates in Mauritius, 24%, and South Africa, 82%. Now, this pervasive energy poverty limits educational access, economic productivity, and overall well-being.
The United States has charged Indian billionaire Gautam Adani with orchestrating a $250 million bribery scheme. Adani is one of the world's richest men and is known for his close ties to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
U.S. authorities say that Adani and other executives promised more than $250 million in bribes to Indian government officials to secure solar energy contracts. Federal prosecutors accused them of hiding and using the scheme to raise money from investors in the U.S. The Adani Group has interests in sectors including ports, airports, and energy. The group last year faced a crisis after a U.S. short seller accused it of stock manipulation and accounting fraud, accusations which Adani denied.
And finally, the word manifest has been picked as Cambridge Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2024. The term has gained traction on social media and was looked up almost 130,000 times on the Cambridge Dictionary website this year alone. Lexicographers say the term to manifest has evolved to mean to imagine achieving something you want in the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen. Last year's word was hallucinate, or what we refer to as delulu. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.